Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a new way to meet people. You're either going to love this idea or be completely creeped out by it. It's your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. This has been around for a little bit, but it's all of a sudden become a thing that's gone viral over on the TikTok, you know, where all the cool kids watch your content.
Right.
It's called Stranger Sessions. And the name itself is kind of creepy. But what you do is you allow a photographer to match you up with somebody that they think is compatible with you. You might exchange a few text messages, but you don't actually lay eyeballs on this person until you show up for a photo session. And the photo session is like, you see people's engagement photos? That's the session.
Like you're embracing the stranger?
Embracing them, looking into their eyes. Maybe there's a shot of you kissing, leaning up against the barn out in a field somewhere. All hooked up through the photographer. So the first time I saw this, it was actually a photographer in Webster was talking about, oh, I got one coming up with these two beautiful people. I can't wait for them to meet, blah, blah, blah. Would you put yourself out there to let a stranger hook you up with a stranger?
I'm not the one to ask. 585-252-9233. I got a problem with a stranger touching me. I'd be like, whoa, yo, hey.
First date.
I don't know.
This is the first
date. It's just weird. And then what if you don't like it? You're stuck there on this photo session with someone you're not even attracted to.
Right.
Having to pretend like you're attracted. I'm out.
I'd really have to trust the photographer. I did pay. There was a matchmaker on TikTok that I paid like $5 to in 2020.
$5?
Did
you get your $5 worth?
No. The person I was given, I texted them for a little bit and then it fizzled out.
Wow.
But.
So, yes, you would. You wouldn't say no.
Okay, but I feel like texting somebody and then seeing if it goes somewhere versus like an intimate couples session as your first date. I'd really have to trust the photographer, or, like, be friends with the photographer first and have them be like, come on, I know somebody. Da, da, da. Like, I don't think I could just do it seeing it on the internet and signing up.
Oh, man.
You, as I was going to say a model, as a customer, as a person partaking in one of these sessions, you are going to hug this new person within minutes of meeting them. You're going to kiss this person within minutes of meeting them. You are going to...
While there's a camera in your
face. There's a camera. And it's more... And the photographer is calling the shots like, okay, stand face to face, nose to nose. Okay, look down at her. Okay, look right into her eyes.
No.
Click, 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 click. Like, that is so intimate and so personal. Like, that's your first experience with somebody.
I would not... I wouldn't be... I'd laugh the whole time.
Oh, my God.
I'd make it a big joke, and then I would blow it bad. And then I'd still owe the photographer money, so...
Are you a plogger, Hope?
I've been known to plog.
TJ?
You mean blog?
No, plog with the P.
I don't know what that is.
It's your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE.
Plogging is the all-new fitness trend that this time of year, I feel like, is a necessity if you care about your community. So when you go jogging and you pick up litter at the same time, comes from the Swedish word plogga. And this started in Sweden originally, where people would go and pick up garbage while jogging. They also walk, skateboard, cycle, swim. I don't know that I'd want to do it swimming.
Swim? How do you pick up garbage when you're swimming?
I feel like you should take a net.
Go up
first.
You can go up to Charlotte.
There you go.
Take a little swim.
We see a plogger.
Pick up the junk.
Here in the High Falls neighborhood,
we do.
Every single day. And I'm kind of making fun of him, but I also respect him for what he's doing. He's cleaning up our neighborhood. Every time this guy comes out of the parking garage, he stops and picks up trash.
Yeah.
Puts it in the garbage. He's got a computer bag slung over it, very well dressed, but he will stop and pick up anything that's between the garage and his office.
Yeah.
And sometimes go way out of his way to do it. So kudos to you, Mr. Plogger.
I mean, my husband is, but I don't think he means to be. It just makes him crazy to see things laying around or thrown out of windows.
Yes.
Like the fact that people just throw something out of a window, it makes him nuts.
There is an organization here in Rochester. It's called Walking for Rochester. And they walk together as a community and get together and clean up litter.
That sounds a little safer. I don't know that I'd want to plog alone. Plog? Is that the
plog,
right way?
Yes. Oh, right.
You got to do it on your like road. I feel like as soon as the snow melts, I live off of a busy road. And I've seen all of the litter that people have thrown out of their cars onto Panorama Trail.
The big collection of it this time of year is the snowbanks are melting. And, you know, it's been months since anybody has done any plogging in this area. So I wonder, does that group do it during the wintertime, too?
It says on the website they're starting back up in April 2026.
Oh, so the answer is probably no. Plogging. We all learned a new word today. Plogging.
Today's Court of Public Opinion, Heather from Caledonia writes in, we're new to town and we just made some new friends. We were over at their house recently with our kids and my son decided to throw a Lego and it hit their 75-inch TV.
Ouch.
And of course it damaged it, but only a tiny spot on the screen. We of course felt horrible, so we offered to replace the TV. Turns out it's $1,200. For us, that's a lot of money, but we don't want to ruin our friendship with this family. We ordered a new TV for them off of Amazon. Here's the thing. The other TV still works. It just has a small spot of discoloration where the Lego hit it. The next day, I was talking to another friend about it, and they suggested maybe asking them for their TV to sell on Facebook Marketplace to help cover the cost of the new TV. I asked if that was an option, and she said no, they're putting the damaged TV in their teenage daughter's room. What? This just doesn't sit well with me. If the TV is still usable and good enough for their daughter, why can't they just keep it in their living room? Are they still expecting us to buy them a brand new one? So I canceled the Amazon order and now she's mad.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
At me. Am I wrong for not wanting to buy them a new TV when the other one still technically works? 252-WBEE 252-9233.
Your kid broke the TV.
Yeah.
Whether they keep the TV or not is none of your business. You owe them a TV. Period. End of story. Case closed.
Wow. That is kind of true. Your kid did break their TV. And I think the friendship's already been affected, especially since you canceled the order for the new TV.
Right? How's that going to work?
You already said that you would replace and give them, and then you didn't. So, that stinks, though. It's too bad that you can't be like, look, that's a lot of money for us. Can we buy you a 75-inch, maybe a cheaper brand?
Right.
That's probably the route I would go. Because by replacing a really expensive TV, that would be tough. Okay, they don't want to let me sell their somewhat used one on Facebook Marketplace to help pay for the new one. Can I buy a more affordable one? That's probably the conversation I would have.
Sorry, Heather, you just lost a friend.
Yeah, it's clear.
Or 12, how much was it?
$1,200.
You just lost $1,200, Heather.
Yeah, you can get one for like half that price.
But that's not the one that they originally had.
Right. But you can get a bigger one.
Try and sneak in a cheaper one.
Try and sneak
in one that's not quite as good quality.
This is what I could afford to replace it with.
All right. Court of Public Opinion. Is Heather wrong for not wanting to buy them a new TV when the one her son damaged still technically works? 252-WBEE 252-9233. Today's Court of Public Opinion, Heather from Caledonia writes in, she just made some new friends. They were over at the friend's house with their kids. Her son threw a Lego at the people's TV. It broke. There's a teeny tiny little spot in the bottom corner. They offered to replace the TV. It's $1,200. Asked if they could take the old TV to sell on Facebook Marketplace to help pay for the new TV. And the family said, oh, actually, we want to keep it. So Heather canceled the Amazon order for the new TV and said, tough luck. You have a TV that works.
Shall we just go to the phones? All right, 252-9233. Good morning.
Good morning. I think they have to replace it with like kind and quality, but they should check with their insurance company. It's a liability claim. It will be covered.
I wonder, it'll be covered, but what kind of...
Zero deductible on liability claims.
Oh, you sound like a guy who sells insurance.
I was like, a Lego? A Lego
you
being
are in good hands.
Oh,
I see where you're going there. Okay, well, this is right from the horse's mouth then. So, okay, we thought there was going to be a giant pile of money you'd still have to pony up, even if you went through insurance. But you say no.
Not awesome. On liability losses.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Have a great day, guys.
You too. Bye-bye. Good morning. B-Morning Coffee Club. What do you think?
I think that there's trust and faith there. They broke the TV. They should replace the TV. But in the same aspect, the TV is being replaced, so the old one should be given to the person that's replacing the TV.
All right. So that seems fair to me. That sounds like the fair thing to be like, no, we're keeping that one, too. We want a new one, and we're keeping this one.
No, they're making good on their child's mistake, and they should be... compensated a little bit. That TV is no, if it's being replaced, it should be gone.
All right. Thank you for checking in. Good morning. B-Morning Coffee Club.
Good morning. So my first thought was get the old TV and then sell it on Facebook Marketplace before you even mention that. That's the right thing to do. So if she's going to keep that TV, you could buy a 75-inch for $600 now.
Right.
Don't be a TV snob. I understand. You got a little Lego on. Don't leave the Legos laying around. Nobody's going to throw them.
Oh, you know what happened
if Stop being a TV snob.
If I own that TV with the couple of pixels out, you know, in the bottom third of the television, I would stare at those pixels every time I turned it on.
Dude, I would bet $1 million that not a single pixel was disturbed. I bet it's just a tiny little scratch in the bottom right corner. I have an 85-inch TV. If somebody threw a little Lego at it, what are you going to do, man? That's how life goes. Not everything works out. You know what I'm saying?
I just bought a 75-inch television from the Walmart for like $600.
Yeah, they're like nothing. I know.
Yeah, I mean,
go ahead.
I'm just saying, like, this neighbor, it doesn't sound like anyone I'd want to be friends with anyways. They're like, replace the television. No, I want this for my daughter's room now.
Well, they're right next door to you now. Now you got an issue, right? If that's a neighbor. If it's
true.
Like three houses down, I'm good with that.
All right. Well, based on the phone calls, based on numerous text messages, you broke it, you bought it.
Yeah, a lot of men. I'm not used to all men calling in for Copo.
That's because we're talking TVs.
You're talking TVs.
Maybe we need to have a TV talk session every week here on the B-Morning Coffee Club. Make the dudes happy.
Tell them the smart speaker. Call WE right now.
All right. So how are we calling this?
I'm surprised, but I guess... I don't know. Get them a cheaper TV? What did you think?
See if they don't notice.
I think you're either going to lose $1,200 or you're going to lose a friend, but it sounds like you could lose $1,200 and lose a friend. So.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.